evening to everyone. I would just like to read a few verses in the second letter of Paul to Timothy, chapter 1. Verse 6, the first part of verse 6. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God. Allow me to repeat this sentence, stir up the gift of God. Verse 7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Last year, I was also asked to give a short introduction to the missionary meeting, to this place. And I just would like to remind all of us, including myself, a few points of that introduction. I just understood from John that several young people are here for the first time. The first point that I would like to remind is that you don't become a missionary the day you leave for a foreign country or another continent. You become a missionary from the very first day of your repentance. As soon as you know, or as soon as you get to know the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, you are a missionary. You have got to know the Lord. You know that He loves you. He gave Himself for you. You can say with the Apostle Paul, the Son of God who loved me, Hilbert, you can fill in your own name, and who gave Himself for me. And I cannot keep silent about Him. I want just to speak about my Savior, my personal Savior. And it starts the very first day of your Christian life. How can we keep silent about the one who saved us? How can I keep silent about the one who saved me? So missionary work starts the very first day of my Christian life. That's the first point that I would like to remind us. And the second point is that when we are faithful in the little things, in the small things that the Lord entrusts us, He will also be able, if it is in His will, to entrust us bigger things. He will be ready to entrust us more responsibility, if it is in His will. But we should start to be faithful in the little things. Just start in your own house. Just start in your own street. Just start in your own village. And last year, I shared with you some of my own experiences that I don't want to repeat today. I just would use this website as a tool. It shows a part of the Lord's work in the eastern part and the southern part of Africa. But of course, there are so many countries where the Lord is working, not just in these parts of Africa. You will see it when you go, when you are going to see all the tables with the displays. Worldwide missionary work. But But I just want to use this as a tool to share with you some thoughts. The Lord allowed us, including my wife, children, to serve the Lord from 75 till about 95 in the western part of Africa. And then from 95 up to now, it was like as if he moved us from the western to the eastern part of Africa. And we were really impressed by the grace of the Lord that in a very short time, he opened so many doors. Started with Rwanda. You remember in 94 that they killed almost 1 million people in that country. Open door. And then Uganda, there was already an open door in northeastern part of Congo, and the Lord also allowed to make visits there. And at a certain point, I started to pray the Lord in a very specific way. Lord, there is so much work. Please, Lord, give other laborers. And about 4 years ago, 5 years ago, I had a very special meeting with Wim. It was during the ministry of a brother from the United States who visited the Netherlands, who had an open ministry, and the Lord used this ministry to meet each other at the end of this meeting, and we had a good talk, and that was the beginning of the involvement of Brother Wim in this work. And I'm very thankful for that. Very thankful. Because he's really a big help. And please pray that the Lord will help him to soon get rid of his job. So that he can have more time for the Lord's work. But also, we are sitting here together, young people. And I would like to talk about one of the subjects here, that is the question, how to get involved more in the Lord's work. And I can't read whatever all what is written there, but while talking you can perhaps read a few sentences. Please ask you the question if the Lord wants you to get involved in his work, not only on a local level, but perhaps in your area and perhaps in other countries. When I see the big, big needs in Rwanda, Uganda, northeastern part of Congo, Kenya, South Africa, Malawi, and I already emphasized the fact, this is just a tool. Because other brothers can speak about the fields where they make visits. There are also big needs. This is just an example. When I see these needs, then I'm thinking of you. Because there are many young people who would like to start up a work for the Lord, but do not know how to do this. And I started also to pray for this need. And I was very happy that 3 years ago a team of young brothers and sisters from the Netherlands went to the Congo last year again to help in construction work, but also to set up youth camps for boys and girls to help the local brothers and sisters how to set up a youth camp and how to continue it, because that's the purpose. That at the end, they can continue it themselves. And I just would like to ask you the question to think about it.